World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
well, if it seems to you like I'm in a closet, I am.
Hey, Spencer, by the way, double hearing my ear there, but thanks, man. Well, I'm in a closet, and I want to apologize for what I thought was a lousy show yesterday. I got to be honest with you. And the reason it was a lousy show is I couldn't keep an internet, and in this beautiful church that they're letting us stay in, I'm in the closet where the internet connection is. And if I walk outside that door behind me, I'm pointing that back there. If I walk outside that door and I walk out into the kitchen where all the good food is and everybody's out there drinking coffee and talking while I'm in here laboring hard on my show, if I walk out into that room, the internet keeps shifting. I'll be on internet one and then internet two and then children's internet, and it just would do it randomly. And it was really blowing my mind yesterday. So I decided I'm better off. Hey, Tracy, I'm coming out of the closet. No, I'm going in the closet. I'm going back in the closet. Maybe that's what I got. So thanks for bearing with me yesterday. You know, when we're on the road, these kind of things happen. We had a grandbaby last night. Our son Zach and Adrian had little Rose. I know absolutely no details about it. Evidently, they've left me out of the information overload. My poor wife was stressing all day yesterday because Adrian went in and they induced her. And of course, you know, the labor takes a long time to happen. And we got a text about 8 o'clock saying from Zach saying it's happening or something like that. It won't be long, something like that. And when I went to bed about 10 o'clock last night, well, it was 10 o'clock my time. It was 11 o'clock. Still didn't have any answer. I fell asleep, of course, and woke up this morning. Said 11:56. I think it said that little Rose was born. Michelle, you out there? I ain't got no. We had a granddaughter, another granddaughter last night. So praise the Lord. A little Rose made it into the world, and fearfully and wonderfully made as they all are. We thank God for that. I had an unbelievable trip here yesterday. We did some stuff. I'll show you a couple pictures real quickly. Well. Coach, stay in order here now. Don't get ahead of yourself here. Relax and stay in order. Let's go right here so I'm looking at my links. Otherwise, I will get ahead of myself, and I don't want to. We ended up having about, I think there's just shy of 20 of us that are down here. They came from everywhere, as they always do. Brought trucks, brought all that kind of stuff. And I want to credit Bobby Lee with being the one who really kind of organized the event down here. I didn't really have a whole lot of it going on with it. And it's been good. The fellowship is just absolutely rich. We saw OJ yesterday. OJ drove in. He lives about half hour, 40 minutes away. OJ drove in yesterday. You know, I was worried about OJ dying a couple weeks ago. And he's still not back 100%, but he's Scarlet Rose. Michelle just said Scarlet Rose. I got it backwards. Her name is Scarlet Rose. I knew Rose was in there somewhere. Michelle's listening 290 miles away from me. God bless. Michelle, do you have any more details you can tell us about little Scarlet Rose? Could you unmute yourself and say good morning to everybody? She's probably mad at me because I'm not home. I'm just kidding. She didn't get mad. So great group of folks down here. They've come from a long way. Great fellowship. And throw a couple of church pictures up. I want to show you basically what we did yesterday. Spencer, hey, look at that. Clay, I'll let you talk here in a minute. Grab his chair and come on over to help it flow. There's a whole bunch of folks out, but I told you I'm in the closet. Spencer, can you throw up that picture of us? It says church. Yeah, folks, look, this is what we did. We were in two crews yesterday. This was a church. Now, if you look at that concrete foundation in front of it, there was a pile of stuff on top of it. It was wood. There were pews, everything. So we spent all of the day yesterday. We took all that trash, that big pile there. We hand carried that. Mark Trump was a real trooper yesterday. Clay even worked pretty good. We had a good crew out there. And it was kind of a touching moment because it's a really, really small church, very small. And Sheila, the pastor's wife, was there. The pastor, her husband, had died in February from COVID. And then their church blows up. And I mean, it was something. Michelle says 18 hours of labor, 2 hours of pushing, born 11:54. No problems. Thanks, sweetheart. Thanks for that. So that's what we did yesterday. Now, some of the other guys, they were working at another venue. I don't have pictures of that. And we're going to go out today and work and finish some of those things up. This was, they're all coming in. Dr. Mike Heath walks in here. Folks, this is the strangest tornado that I've ever seen. And if Mark Trump was listening out there, I don't know if he would. You know, there's directed energy and controlled weather and all the kind. Something crazy happened. Hey, Spencer, if you could real quick, pull up that Brighteon video. And friends, I want you, I'm sorry if I'm kind of distracted. I'm really not. I'm trying to think where to go so that you guys can understand. So Mike Heath and I went down. I did the Brighteon video just walking around town to try to give people a real feeling for what's going on. And I want you to see this, Mike. I think the 8-minute mark. Go to the 8-minute mark, Spencer. This is a United Methodist church. And we're standing outside. The strange thing happened, Clay. Folks, it's like every church in town was blown up. Never seen anything like it. And in this old town, these churches are made out of stones, like they've been there for 100 years. Old Methodist churches and Presbyterian churches. And it's like somebody had set a bomb off down there, and those things are blown to smithereens. So I want to show you this particular United Methodist Church. I walked into it. I'm on the outside. This segment. I want you to watch this segment. There you go. Just watch for a minute. Hang on, freeze that, Spencer. The video, the whole Brighteon video, wasn't real good, high-quality video because you can imagine, right? The internet's, everything's blown up downtown. So just bear with me, even though it's kind of choppy video. When I walk up these steps into this church and take you in and look into the sanctuary, it's pretty staggering. This, folks, this is a bomb. This is some type of electrical, what's the word I'm looking for? Energy bomb, boom, all in downtown, everything, the courthouse. So I spent the entire 44 minutes of Brighteon yesterday walking around showing people what we were dealing with. This is almost 3 weeks after this thing hit on December 10th. Okay, I'll shut up. Let this roll for about 4 minutes here.
I'll show this here, Mike, because this stuff makes me nervous. There's wires everywhere, laying everywhere. I've got to be kind of careful walking through. All of these tornadoes and hurricanes we've been through, I've never seen one like this, where it looks like this thing came down right on the downtown. If we go over the corner on the other side of the hospital, we'll show them the hospital room, Mike. If we go over on the other side of the hospital where the county courthouse was, it's like the thing dropped right down on there and blew everything up all around it. So let's look at these steps and see what we find here. I haven't heard much about looting. Oh my goodness.
Copy video. Sorry about that.
I don't know if I still care. It clearly was the pulpit, the sanctuary.
Where are there, folks?
Some of the methods. See, hymnals, Bibles, right where they lay. Be careful as you come up here, Mike. Somewhere in here, there was a church, an old stone, concrete church. devastation is unbelievable.
So you can check this out. You can go to Brady on TV if you want to watch this thing. Again, the amazing part, I'm getting fat again. I got to quit eating. Clay Park is the one making me do all the eating when I'm down here. I'm just telling you, friends, these are just think of any old community that you live in. I'm thinking of Mount Vernon, Ohio, Newark, Ohio, Cambridge. Imagine going right down into downtown, and every one of those, you know, you have those little storefront businesses. Folks, they're all gone. They're just freaking blown to smithereens, piles of rubble all downtown. Now, something crazy happened. I don't know what it was. Something crazy happened because it blew up all downtown. You can follow the trail of the tornado. You can see where it came in, and you can see where it exited. But it's like it. You ever seen like it, Clay? Well, you hadn't been down there yet, have you?
I went through downtown yesterday, but I grew up around hurricanes, Coach. So a lot of water and a lot of wind and hurricanes, and that's what it more resembles to me than a tornado.
It is. Anyway, I'm going to move on by this. I thank all of you out there who've sent donations and everything to us. I'm going to write a nice healthy check to this church right here. These guys have been, these guys have been amazing at this church. And we were even late last night unloading two trailer loads of food and supplies and clothing and everything that came in. And you know, I think America would be okay if we could get rid of the government. I think we'd be okay. I'm going to say that again. I think if we could get rid of the government, I think we'd be okay. People taking care of each other. People drove in from South Bend, Indiana last night. They had two great big 18-foot trailers they were pulling in, unloaded food and clothing and underarm deodorant. I mean, just amazing. I'm sorry if I'm boring you. I'm not trying to bore. I'm trying to let you know kind of what's going on down here today. So, Clay, go ahead and talk here for a minute while I figure out which direction.
I'll share a couple of things that I saw yesterday.
Clay's on the air. You're on the air right there. Okay, bud.
All right. The woman that owns this property of the church we were cleaning up, while we're trying to clean up, we had to wreck the pews. I don't know if Coach mentioned that earlier.
No, I didn't.
We had to wreck the pews down. All the pews were – some of the pews were strewn out away from the church, but some of them – a lot of them were still in the church, but they were all ruined. So we had to take those pews apart.
Heavy.
Yeah, and then carry them, put them in the pile outside. When you broke those pews apart, some change had fell down in those pews, down in the crack of those pews over the years. So when we busted those pews apart, a little bit of change had fall out, maybe a quarter, dime, penny. And this woman whose life was wrecked and the entire church devastated.
Husband had died a year before from COVID.
She's walking around in the debris, and she's looking for those pennies and nickels and dimes.
I picked up and gave her a pocket full of coins landing. Yeah, it's amazing.
Trying to salvage those that little bit of change. And so I started picking it up and handed it to her. And she said, every cent counts. And then there was one time when we were about to knock part of the roof that was sagging. We're about to demo it. And she stopped us, said, hold on just a second. She said, look up in there. She bent down and looked. There was a bottle of hand sanitizer up in there. She said, y'all don't need to, you know, we need to get that hand sanitizer out of there, because she didn't want, you know. So I'm just saying, these aren't rich folks. These people are worried about every little piece of change they can get.
Salt of the earth people, man.
You know, a bottle of Mountain Dew, if it's not ruined, get it out of the kitchen. Everything. It's amazing. Folks,
you walk through entire blocks where the homes are all gone. I mean, it's just... Well, you know, I ask people, where are people? And they say, well, they're staying with relatives or they're doing whatever. And the amazing thing, I'll move on, I promise. The amazing thing to me is I don't know how they rebuild downtown. Because in order to rebuild downtown, they have to tear everything out. Tracy, go to Cambridge and just walk out there, walk to Cambridge or go to St. Clairsville. That'd be a good place. Go to St. Clairsville and go up to that courthouse. And imagine that courthouse has been blown to smithereens, and then look across the street, and every one of those buildings or businesses on the street, every one of them blown up, destroyed. Nothing there. I don't know how you rebuild a downtown like that. I don't know. So it's always very, very sobering when you come and do this kind of stuff. It makes you feel guilty. You know, I don't know about you, Clay.
the nature of man. Walked into a room last night when we were unloading some stuff. There were coats. I mean, it's just stuff as far as you could see. And you know what? That little man inside of you, he's always talking to you. He says, "You look good in that coat, Clay. Coach, you look good in that coat." You always have to fight that guy, don't you? That little, that carnal man inside always wants something for you. You. Boy, we have to get past that. So I salute the 20 or some people that are down here. We've eaten well. And they've taken good care of us here. And we've it's been a good time. Lou Ann, come on in.
I'm here. Yeah, I was raised up, or well, pretty much raised up in tornadoes and hurricanes in Louisiana. And when they came through, it wasn't very pretty. But well, all the people that came to help,
yeah,
we were thankful.
Well, Luann, I'm going to help you here. Nobody grew up in tornadoes. Usually one hits a city in 200 years.
Well, yeah.
I understand what you mean, though. I understand what you mean.
I lived there for 17 years. Okay. I pretty much grew up there.
You grew up in Tornado Alley.
Yes,
where they're constantly have threats of them and everything like that. Hey, folks, listen. I've been around. I've never seen anything like I'm seeing here in Mayfield, ever. So this was a I'll move on. Anybody got anything for the good of the group? Go ahead, Clay. See, get our names rolling here. See, we're all good. Nobody?
Well, all I can say is everybody did work hard yesterday, and we're having fun while we're out here together. It's
good,
a family.
Good fellowship.
We're having a huddle, but we're doing work.
Too many damn guys snoring. It's amazing. Come on in, Debbie Perkins.
Nice. Yeah, I just watched Steve Quayle's production Mega Drought, and he talks about that weather control way back to where Lyndon Johnson was saying, you know, he who controls the weather controls the world. And right. I think you're onto something, Coach, about this string of tornadoes that happened, you know, sort of out of season. There are December tornadoes, but nothing usually like this. So I do believe you're onto something when you say this is beyond Mother Nature.
Well, I'll tell you something. Where's Mark Trump? He's probably out there talking because Mark studies this stuff. Hey, Craig Mickle, Mr. Zero, this would be really, really good for you too. I don't know if you guys know this or not. This is, we are sitting on an earthquake fault here, a fault line. Is it the San Madrid? What's the fault line we're on? You know, Mike, we're literally sitting on, they say if the earth were to split, it would be here. It would be here in literally we're ground zero of where that fault line runs. And Mark Trump, as only Mark Trump can tell you, maybe you can get him out there. Craig, you'd like this too. Talk about solar minimums, the changing of the atmosphere, and the changing of the electronics in the world. Mark has a theory. Don't take it to the bank, but he has a theory that there was an unbelievable electrical surge that happened that helped magnify the power of this tornado. When it got over the top of Mayfield, the electronics, the we know about that word, right? Electromagnet, what, you know that word, Clay? You know what I'm talking about, right? Well, Dr. Paul's harp, that's all part of it. Yeah, that's all part of it. But the actual, something is going on, Craig, help me here. Something is going on in the atmosphere, solar minimum changing, pole shifting, all that stuff. And Mark theorized that when that tornado got over the top, it was like a suction, sucked that thing right down. You got to see it. You got to see it to believe it. Jeff, is your hand up?
Yeah. Hey, Coach.
Yeah, Craig.
Let me turn the computer down here. Okay. Yeah. No, this is part of these things that I talk about when I say grand solar minimum, which is three or more decades of reduced solar activity. And I do believe that they do have weather manipulation. There's no doubt about that. But the thing is sometimes they synergize what's already being done. Okay, they don't necessarily cause it. And
well, Mark was making the point, Craig. Mark was making the point that there's already, there he is. There's already this energy going on anyway with the earthquakes and all that stuff and the cut, give and the take. And I didn't mean to interrupt you, but the star of the show. Sorry, sit down here a second, Mark. Go ahead, Craig, and then I'll let Mark jump in and just kind of explain his theory on what happened. This is like nothing we've ever, folks, this wasn't a regular tornado, man. So go ahead, Craig.
Well, yeah, well, this, what happens is, all right, the sun is actually really kicking up its activity in a very short period of time. In other words, it has an 11-year cycle. And sometimes we like to think of it, you know, as this nice, smooth up and rise. In other words, if you think of a graph out an 11-year cycle, think of a tent, right? You have this nice symmetric, it goes up to apex and it comes down. Well, what can happen is you can have kind of a flat line and then all of a sudden things just shoot up and then they kind of meet their apex and they shoot down. It doesn't look like a nice tent peg, okay, that you would think of. And when that happens, we're connected to the sun like a mother is connected to a child with their umbilical cord, mm-hmm. but it's in an electromagnetic realm, okay? Mm-hmm. And so what happens is this happens during these periods where we're having these fluxes, and sometimes it's over decades, but they start to show up when they come to conversions. So, I mean, if you open the chat, I'll put in an article, you know, back in 1814, all right, which was during called the Dalton Minimum, all right, in Washington, D.C., they had a tornado similar to what experienced there, okay? And we didn't have directed energy back then because what was happening is the British troops were taking over the Capitol and they were burning it. And this
in 1840, they took a little trip down the Mississippi to the – remember that? I'm sorry, go. That's bad.
Yeah, and what happened is actually the tornado put the fires out. They were burning the Capitol, that city down, picked up cannons. More British troops were killed from the tornado, and it caused them to pack up and leave. Okay. But, you know, that was in 1814. But in 1812, that's the great Madrid earthquake that they had, where the Mississippi raised up and it flowed backwards for, I think, a day or two.
Right.
Okay. So you had a major earthquake. So see, these things are all tied together, okay, and these events kind of circle around years.
Yep.
So what we're going to see is more of these events. If this solar cycle that I'm talking about keeps, the sun keeps reducing its activity, this happens. And on top of it, what we didn't have back then, which is very, very critical to put in the piece of the pie, is that our electromagnetic field, our magnetic field is shrinking, okay, and it's shrinking precipitously. And what that does is it's tying in some of these very high, cold weather that is at higher altitudes, and it's bringing it down to the ground.
All right, you already lost Vinny. You already lost Joe Allen. You already lost me. I get you. We get it. I get it. I'm not making fun of you.
Okay.
Right?
And here's one other thing, Coach. And I showed this to Mark, and he can talk to you. Where you're standing at is going to be the crossroads of where the two eclipses happened from 2017 and 2024.
Mm-hmm.
They're both marking
good point.
Right where that X is. Okay. And so I think this is part of this is a little bit of
well, you know, Craig,
a warning for God to say, America, you need to wake up.
So it's funny because I met Mark at the eclipse, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the eclipse, as you said, is going to X right. The next one, they're going to X right across each other here, right? So there's some crazy. Is this what fault are we on here, Mark?
The Madrid fault line.
We're on a Madrid. We are literally like ground zero, the Madrid fault line. So, Mark, I'm bragging on you there. Not that I wasn't bragging on Craig because he did all of that without any zeros. He never mentioned zeros. So thanks, Craig, for doing that.
If you can put the chat in, I'm going to put a couple links. I'll just throw a couple links and people can look at it themselves. Okay.
Okay. Because
okay,
Mark was talking, folks, listen to me.
All right.
This ain't normal. This isn't a normal tornado. I'm telling you. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah. The real, I guess, common factor here is the Madrid fault line. So basically, years ago, the Madrid fault line created that earthquake. Daniel or Davy Crockett, you know, witnessed it. But the ground moved as high as 4 to 5 feet in the area. all at once, just moved up and down 4 to 5 feet. The quake was felt as far as Cincinnati. Buildings, cabins weren't erected within like a 50,000-mile radius. All the log cabins fell down. What would cause that, right, an earthquake? Well, we traditionally have been taught all these different weather phenomena. How many people, raise your hand if you've heard of a stellar core? A stellar core.
I only heard of it because Mark said yesterday.
So if you've not heard of a stellar core, then you don't have that in your weather pattern possibilities. What's a stellar core? It's an electromagnetic funnel. It's an electromagnetic swirl in space. Think about an eddy in a river. Water's flowing, but you'll have these swirls in the water. Yep. And they move around. They don't sit still. They move. Look at the aurora borealis. The aurora borealis is a magnetic shield that comes from the center of the Earth. So everything Craig said is 100% true. Whenever the sun acts up, the center of the core acts up, and then we get a shake and a quake and the earthquakes. But we also have magnetic swirls. All these magnetic swirls, if you look up stellar core, you're going to find a lot of information, okay? There's a lady named Claudia Albers. Claudia Albers. Craig, I've mentioned her to you before. But she spent her life teaching this, and now they're killing her with heavy metal poisoning. She's detoxing, but she's in the bed almost dead. She's got a lesson on stellar cores. She just reads. She's a physicist and a PhD, and she knows this stuff. I've been following her for a long time, but whenever this happened here in Mayfield, it's bigger than a tornado.
Now, folks, if you could, Vinny just put the New Madrid fault line. Spencer, can you capture that and put it on the screen here for us real quick? Folks, I'm sorry to get technical on you, but this, it's in the chat, I think, Spencer. I don't know if there's a way that Vinny was showing where that fault line comes together.
All right. What I'm going to do is take a napkin. Y'all can do this. Y'all can do this at home. Fold this in half like that. Okay. Now you got a triangle. Now you got a tornado.
Stay right here, Mark, so I can show him it. Right here, there's the tornado. So it comes to a point.
Right, here's the ground. The
ground's here.
So the tornado touches down and moves around, right? That's not what we have in Mayfield. Not what we have. But what if the tornado is able to go to the center of the Earth? Look at the width of
What if the earthquake energy is sucking down?
Well, hold on, Coach. What the width of the tornado is actually a magnetic anomaly. These stellar cores can be as big as the sun. So now you got a big magnetic swirl picking up everything in its path, like a tornado made of wind. And then it goes below the surface of the Earth and touches the core of the Earth.
See, here's what Mark showed me last night. By the way, throw that screen picture up there, that the Madrid fault line.
Yeah.
So here, my hand's the earthquake. It touches down on my hand, right? But what Mark's talking about is somehow it goes below the – something is sucking all the
– So a stellar core touches the center of the Earth. It charges and recharges. Okay? Look at the sun. The moon. The moon has all these circles on it that are not impact craters. They're flat. Those come from stellar cores, tens of thousands of stellar cores touching down, making electric and arcing and sparking. And these things exist. We don't know. Now, there you can see them with infrared because they're magnetic, and you can see them with the Lucifer lens that the Vatican has. Mm. So the Vatican can see stellar cores spinning off the sun. They can see them. They know about them, okay? They're not tornadoes. They're magnetic funnels all through space, and they're destructive. They're very destructive. They use the core of the Earth to charge up, which reduces our energy, and it reduces our magnetic field, our magnetosphere. Every time a stellar core comes in, we have all these earthquakes and problems and things. What have we been seeing in Oregon? What have we been seeing all over? Do you know the Madrid fault line coach has on the screen is over 200 earthquakes a year?
Can you make that large, Spencer? Can you enlarge that so it's full screen?
Yeah, 200 earthquakes a year happen here in Mayfield. Okay. We're only a few miles away.
This is ground zero of this fault line. That's why Mark's explaining it to me. Something was crazy about this tornado because, as Mark showed with that napkin, there's the tail of it moving in, right? But when it hit town, it was broad. It was all...
Right. So I haven't taught this because right now you guys are going, what the heck? What's going on? This can't be true. But I'm saying it's hard to teach. That's why Claudia Albers is being killed. That's why no one else teaches it. These are the things that the kings of the earth know. These are the things that people understand are going to happen. Okay? So that the stellar core could be the likelihood of what happened here. Why here? Because of the New Madrid fault line.
Was a weather manipulation? People said, well, we don't know. What Mark's talking about is natural.
It's a natural thing that hasn't happened because we're not in the cycle that Craig talked about. The last cycle that Craig talked about, you know, we might not have had all this population. But how does the earth work? We populate it, we sin, we change our DNA, and then we can't make babies. And then God destroys everything from the sky. He brings down asteroids in Sodom and Gomorrah. He brings down rain on Noah because everyone was corrupted. In the Shinar region, he actually opened the earth, and there was fires and all this stuff. But the bottom line is how did he open the earth? There was a magnetic phenomena that allowed the Shinar region to open up in Psalm 106 and kill everyone. It's getting ready to happen again because we're changing our DNA. We're messing up our eggs. We're not making babies in the image of God anymore, and God's going to judge. This is how it works.
Spencer, I don't know if you can do this. See how good you are. See if you can Google Navy map. Navy map of America.
Future.
Yeah. Future Navy map. This thing, some of you have heard about this. Some of you haven't heard about this. This Navy map of the future of America, what's going to happen with this New Madrid fault opening up. Are you ready? The draining of the Mississippi River and the Great Lakes filling into the Mississippi River, flooding from basically Branson, Missouri, all the way across the flatlands to Sky High, where I live. That's a reshaping. I don't know. Spencer's doing his best to try to find it. If I'd been more prepared, I'd have had that thing up.
Now, when the Madrid fault line separates, okay, that's because the crust, which is magnetic, can't hold together. Whenever the core of the earth gets weaker and weaker, the crust separates. That's how earthquakes work. Whenever the core of the earth is really strong, the core of the earth crust comes together and creates subduction zones. And the crust pulls together so tight that it pops on top of one another.
So there you have it on your screen, Spencer. Spencer is the man. Folks, this is a future map of the United States after this fault line busts and all of this lakes, Great Lakes, the Mississippi River. This is a future map of the USA done by...
Similar. It's actually, there's a different one, but this is a good example. The Navy maps are a little more destructive. Plus, the West Coast is more aligned with the Rockies. See how it comes way east of the Rockies?
See if you can go back to the original one you had up there, Spencer. That's sort of what it's going to look like.
Yeah, Denver becomes the West Coast.
And you can see right now that big blob of blue right there, that's where we are. We're right. That's where we are.
So
folks,
we are at a magnetic spot on Earth, and things happen here.
That baby right there. No doubt it.
Right.
Sucked
that baby. So if you got a magnet and you got a magnetic core, it's going to try to go to that magnetic spot on our Earth. There's a lot of timing and a lot of God involved, trust me. But Jesus is the one in charge of all of this. All of it. Principalities, powers are created by him and for him. So he charges this.
Amen. Come on in, Joe Allen. I know you're busting to get in here.
Yeah, Coach, I sent you that the original map. It shows the Madrid fault line there. It goes right straight where you're at.
It goes. I didn't know this till Mark started talking about it yesterday. I never put those two things together, Joe.
And this is why the government is moving all their assets to the West Coast above Texas. All information on the government, retirements, everything is moved west.
Well, that's why they say Denver's going to become so important, because Denver's going to be above all this stuff that they.
So why aren't they telling us it's a stellar core? How would they explain it? Plus, no one can see them except the Vatican. So if you knew there were stellar cores touching down, causing all this destruction, you'd be fearful. You'd be like, what the heck, government? Why aren't y'all protecting us from this? Right? The society would just be in an uproar. But you can't explain it. It's invisible. It's invisible.
So, folks, I want you to pick up on this or understand that. I wish I could do an aerial view of this, because you can see where the tornado came in. Trees knocked down, houses blown up, and then it gets into downtown and it freaking expands and destroys everything, and then another path on the way out. Now, I don't know why that happened. I don't know what type of magnetism in downtown pulled that thing down, but I ain't never seen anything. It's like they dropped a bomb on that thing, blew everything out, and then it continued on its path. Does what Mark's talking about have something to do with it? I'm sure it does. Do we know what that means? I don't really know what it means. Whoops. But could this all be the judgment of God upon it? I don't know. See, look, one of the things that I was talked about yesterday in my Brighteon video, and Rochelle, Myra, I'll get you guys in here in a second. Folks, there ain't no fear of the Lord anymore. We don't have any fear of God in America at all. And I can't even imagine what it would have been like. Those people, they said that the tornado hit at 9:30 at night. Imagine that, 9:30 at night. They hear it all and all that. Can you imagine getting up the next morning and driving into downtown and seeing what happened in downtown? Do you understand the upheaval that this has caused in people's lives? And that they think it was just a weather event? Was it orchestrated? I don't know if it's orchestrated. That's real tinfoil hat stuff.
All right. So orchestration.
What Mark's talking about is really, really...
Now, orchestration, can you have a hurricane and then they pump the hurricane with energy? Yes. Yes. Can you have a tornado and they pump the tornado with energy? Yes. Yes. Man can do that. Man can't make a stellar core. Okay. So there is an alternative that this tornado may have been a targeted type of situation. Man did it. I think it's less likely, just my opinion, that man did this, because God is in charge of these global.
I think that the fault sucked that energy down. That's what I think. Created some type of energy vacuum and sucked that.
Well, that magnetic energy is always there, but when the sun is acting up, like Craig's saying, we got a weak spot in the crust. We got a magnetic hole, okay, here in the Madrid fault line. So whenever the sun acts up, that magnetic field can change and fluctuate right around the Madrid fault line. And maybe it created the stellar cores. You see what I mean? And it held it there. It held it there. It held it. It didn't let it walk around like a tornado. You know what I mean?
I got a doctorate in education, and I didn't know much of this stuff. I'm sorry. I hated science.
Mm-hmm.
I hate it. Mark loves it. So he can. Craig loves it. So
I love creation.
Right. So mm-hmm. Because we haven't had, folks, listen, we have no curiosity. Do we have any biblical, spiritual curiosity at all? Or are we basically just a ham and cheese sandwich when it comes to our spiritual life? And are these things going on all around us and we don't even understand it? We don't even make the connections between them. I'm telling you, something happened here that sucked that daggone tornado right straight down. Flat. I can't explain it. Something happened. Do we have the fear of the Lord? The Lord can do that? Are you kidding me? Hey, folks, Can somebody tell me why there's about 8, 9, maybe 10 churches that are obliterated in this town? Just obliterated churches. Something going on. Come on in, Rochelle.
Hey, good morning, team. Thanks for what you're doing down there, Coach. Great job. I just wanted, you just hit on it there, last thing you were talking about, but there is a, on YouTube, there's a YouTuber and his channel's name is called Dutch Sense, and mm-hmm. he predicts earthquakes, and he's mm-hmm. amazing. He does it perfectly. It's down to a science. Obviously, there is a science to it, and they can be predicted. But on one of his shows, back when all the wildfires were breaking out in California, he uses these infrared radars and tools to look at the weather. And he picked up this directed energy beam, and it really, you could see it clear as day hitting California. And this is where these wildfires all started. And somebody explained that DARPA does use these directed energy waves as well with, they're going to convince us basically that they can take these specific weather systems and strengthen them using these things that DARPA has. And then eventually, once all of these storms get stronger and we see more tornadoes like this, I think that's to get us to believe in climate change. So we go along and into their little control box.
Climate change. There it is, right?
Amen,
climate
Michelle. Change.
Good point, Michelle. Michelle, good point. My recommendation, Luann.
Good morning, Saints. I want to thank Brother Craig, Nicole, and Mark Trump for their insight. They're always so knowledgeable. And thank
Myra,
you to listen, the team.
Hang on a second, Myra. This sure. guy changed my life. This guy right here changed my life. He got
Praise
me to
the
book
Lord.
Just everything I've been taught in the Bible, right? Just conversations like that. And say, God, I never thought of that. I never thought of that. Because it's all about energy, isn't it, Mark? Everything's about energy.
Amen.
When your heart stops, what do? They shock you. You walk into a room, you can feel the energy come off of somebody.
Amen.
It's all about energy.
We are energy.
Go ahead, Myra.
Yes. Like Brother Mikkel and Brother Trump says, it's definitely the God's wrath on the... Yeah. On us, because Job 9:5-6, which removeth the mountains and they know not, which overturneth them in his anger. Same
Amen.
Thing. It happens in the spirit world. It translates to the physical. God
so
bless
if
you.
If I was God, I'd be ticked. Would you be ticked if you were God? I think I'd be ticked.
I'd be proud of my son if I was God, because he's doing it. Jesus is in charge, people. Jesus reigns.
Yes, sir.
It's up to us to unveil these things and make it through.
He's flipping over some tables, isn't he? He's flipping over some tables, and we can't even recognize what's
Amen.
Going in. Come on, Luann, then Joe. Joe, go ahead.
Coach, the day this tornado happened, they had foul weather, rough winds all the way to Illinois mm-hmm. on that Madrid fault line.
It was on 240 miles or something like that.
It went all the way up to Illinois.
But, Joe, listen to me. This was a bomb here in Maysville. It was a bomb. It wasn't just a trail of a tornado coming through. It freaking sat down, and it blew up everything. Almost from like the inside out, everywhere you look, and then it got thin again as it left town. It's incredible to see. Oh.
Sorry, Coach.
No, we're pulling on each other here. Go ahead, Larry. Mark and I are sharing headphones here. Mark's going. Are you leaving us? Thanks, Mark.
Yeah.
All right.
God bless y'all. Love you.
Yeah, you know, 1 Peter 4:17 says, "For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God."
Larry, 11 of those at least 11 of those churches disintegrated, brother. Disintegrated.
Yeah, and you know, I don't think it's any accident that a United Methodist Church, which is one of the main movers and shakers in that CUIC organization, which has come to an agreement with the other members, the other 10 or 11 denominations, that there are other saviors than God, and they all agree that's true. I don't think there's any accident that absolute blasphemy like that has shown us the beginning of this judgment of God. And it's not to wipe away 100% of everybody from the United Methodist Church, because I believe there's
no.
a, folks in there that still love the God and still want truth and things, but they just haven't found a way to escape the lies they've been living under.
Larry, they're marrying homos in there. They're pro-choice in there. It's, those aren't even church. Hey, if you can, Spencer, go back to that B-roll again. Go back that 8-minute mark of that Brideon. I want people to see that again, to see the devastation inside that Methodist church. Just go to the 8-minute mark. And then, Craig, I'll get right to you here. So here I am outside. This is just one of the church. Come on now. Think of a little small town that you know of. It's, you know, it's got the courthouse in the middle of it. And it's got a church on one corner and a church on another corner and a church on another corner. And lined with buildings that people go down, you know, they go shopping. It's all gone. All right? It's all gone. Now, as I'm walking up the steps here on the screen, I'm walking into the front door of this Methodist church. Who knows how long this thing has been there? It's stone. And just look at this. You get in here. It's unbelievable. Thanks for Mike Heath for being the one filming this as we went out and did this yesterday. The show was really pretty lousy because the internet was bad. Look at this, folks. So you're walking in the front door. There are the pews. And then right out there where all that mess is, that's where the sanctuary was. That's where the stage was. That's it's unbelievable. At least 10 churches. At least 10. In this downtown area, destroyed like this. Is the Lord sending us? Hey, are these churches non-essential? Is that the message the Lord's sending us? Non-essential? He said, okay, I'll make them non-essential then. That's a stretch. I get it. But that's a stretch. Come on in, Craig. No zeros, Craig.
No, and it ties into, you know, what I'm saying about the, you know, we live in only four dimensions we perceive. There's other dimensions, okay? And part of the spiritual realm is a magnetic realm. And so you'll see this in two examples. You ever seen somebody who can bend a spoon, right? Well, how do you bend a spoon? Well, if you can use some magnetic forces, you can do that, right? So we say, how can somebody think of something and do that? Well, there's a spirit inside that that's doing it. The other example I would just say is what happens when you see these people that are extremely possessed? They levitate, right? Yeah. So they're breaking the rule of gravity. Well, how do you do gravity? Well, if you can switch polarity, you know, if you take two magnets of opposite polarity, they repel each other, right?
Right.
So this is the spiritual realm being manifested through the electromagnetic field. And there's an aspect to that that we need to appreciate.
Hang on real quick, because I'll lose my thought. Hang on, Craig. So, folks, we know gravity holds a plane down on the ground. Well, how does a plane get up on the ground? Well, there's another law, right? It's called lift. And so this lift overcomes gravity. So these natural laws are all held in place by God, but sometimes a different law trumps another law. You understand what's going on? And we are seeing, as Craig's talking about, Mark's talking about, we're seeing, I believe, supernatural intervention in some of these natural laws that are causing things to happen that we've never imagined. Go ahead, Craig.
Well, that's why CERN has nothing but these super huge magnets, right, to excel these atoms at the almost to the speed of light. Okay, why do they need all these magnets to do it? Well, because that's the portal. Okay, so you know it's something to contemplate, and the Lord will lead you in it if you're interested in it. The other thing is, and if Spence opens up the chat, I want to put in a YouTube interview of a guy named John Casey. Okay, John Casey used to work with NASA, and he was in the he made a organization of Earthquake Prediction Center. And what he did, it really helped me, is he went back and he looked at cycles. Okay, basically, he said, okay, are these repeating events? And what he does is he builds a case. Yes, they are. There's 400-year cycles, there's 206-year cycles, and there's 100-year cycles. And so I'm going to put that in there and you can listen to it. Now, he's the one that actually you can attribute Dark Winter, because he wrote a book called Dark Winter about in 2016. And of course, he was trying to dismay that the CO2 is driving the climate change. And of course, that didn't go over too well. Unfortunately, he suffered a stroke and he's kind of been silent since then. But if you really want to understand it, listen to this 1 hour and it will really open your eyes, and get his book and read it.
Oh, thanks, Craig. Listen, some people have already tuned out because they're not interested in this stuff, right? That's what's unique about what we do here, folks. We try to touch all of the bases, all of the bases.
Well, here, okay, but here's the thing, Coach. You better be interested in it because you're going to live in it.
Going to live through.
So what you're seeing here, you're just getting little tastes. Okay, magnify this and go something that goes for half a state, not one or two counties wide.
Yep.
Half a state. This is what we're getting ready to experience if the sun doesn't turn around and do a little bit different. And so it's going to impact you. And the other thing is when you go back in, and remember I keep talking about 400-year cycles? Well, the sun goes through 400-year cycles. Go back in history. Look at the famines. Look at the potato famine. When did the potato famine happen? Oh, that was in the 1800s. Well, gee, that just happened to be in that Dalton minimum of lower sun activity.
So, folks, keep going back. What if our scientists know this, and this is why they're feeding us global warming and all this kind of stuff, man-made global warming. They know these solar minimums. They know the atmosphere. They know all this stuff's gone on, and so they're trying to convince us it's because we're driving automobiles. We got to quit driving automobiles. And then they bring in a virus. They bring in a virus, and oh, my goodness, isn't it awful? It's killing off people, which is what? It's been their vision from the very beginning. Don't miss what's going on here. Dr. Paul, come in. Then Rochelle. And then Debbie, quickly, come on in, Dr. Paul. Got to unmute yourself.
Yeah, good morning. I'm sorry. I'm listening to this. I'm trying to get a grasp on it. And all I can do is kind of tell you what goes on in my little world. So I get a call from a friend of mine who I've known for about 12 years. She's a healer. But she also sees visions, and she called me out of the blue. I haven't seen her in 4 months. And she says there's energy orbs all over the place. She's just stunned by amount of energy that's going on. And I don't know if you know what an energy orb is, because I certainly don't, but she showed me pictures of it. So I know spiritually there's something deeply.
Yep.
A lot of changes going on, and I wouldn't even venture to try to understand it, but I'm an observant guy, and I don't dismiss anybody in terms of how they feel. I know she's healed people.
So, Paul, listen, if you were walking with me in downtown Mayfield, you would know something supernatural happened here, man. This wasn't no tornado.
Well, she's healed people with cancer that nobody else could. So I can tell you that, and she's a very marginalized, she sells used cars. She's just a good soul. She cares, but I'll tell you something. I don't dismiss anything you hear.
Never, never. Debbie Perkins. And I'm going to show a video real quick. Go ahead, Debbie. I want to end on a good note here today. Go ahead, Deb.
Now I hate to bring up Steve Quayle's Mega Drought again, but when I watched it twice, it put all these pieces together for me in a way I could understand. And even talking about how Texas was targeted last spring with that freeze, you know? And so I believe that that's exactly what's going on. And even here in the middle of nowhere, Texas, in Stanton, Texas, yesterday, there was an earthquake of 4.6 magnitude. And Stanton's in the middle, it's an oil field, but it's in the middle of nowhere. And it was felt all the way to 25 miles north of Lubbock.
Yes, ma'am.
Heavily. So
all these
happening.
Signs, it's happening.
Yeah, all around us. All around.
Let me finish up with this. I want to encourage you. Hey, Spencer. Play, what does it say there? Father at school board. 1, 2, 3, 4. Fifth thing down. Folks, let this encourage you as we finish up today. This is a dad that shows up at a school. I just love it. We're going to win. We're winning right now. We're winning right now as men and women are standing up and speaking up. And just listen to this one right here. You're right, Mel. It's unreasonably warm in Ohio for sure. Go ahead and play that, Spence, real quick.
For 7 years. I thought this was a conservative area. When I see members of the board of the schools that are in control of our children and the way they think, I'm disgusted. This is exactly why my kids are at home, homeschooled, staying away from people like you. They want to poison their minds and think that there's something they should fear. You guys are like the boogeyman. You're creating hysteria, and you're creating a generation of children with social anxiety. Yep. You're going to create an entire generation of pill-popping junkies. Yep. And this is going to be your doing. because they have no idea what other people's faces and smiles look like. They're going to grow up in a world of angry, bitter people, pissed off citizens who have no idea. This mouth plays a major role in nonverbal communication. I've taken psychology classes. I went through the indoctrination camps. I got my bachelor's degree from Sac State, okay? I went to Sierra College. I made it through. And you know what? I learned that there are people who will stand up for the kids, and there's people like you, people that pretend like you stand up for the kids because you want the paycheck, you want the cool name, you're president. Well, I'm president too, bro. We're both president of a group. Congratulations. But I stand up for the kids. That's the difference. I stand up for the kids in the community. I put my life on the line for these kids. I stand up for everybody's kids in all the communities. You understand? I don't just do it on a 9-to-5 basis. I do it Monday through Sunday, 12 to 12. These women right here, it's sad you beta males let these women lead by example. Okay? You are seen as weak, minuscule men. And I tell my boy, men like you, those aren't men. You understand? You will be weak, minuscule men the rest of your lives, and I'm not going to let you influence the other boys in this community to be little cucks. You understand? This is a city of men, not betas, non-gender identified people. You understand? Okay? There are men, and there are women. And there are betas, and there's alphas. And this Omicron crap is a joke. Take the mask off, take a deep breath, go do some yoga, wear your mask, okay? And another time, stop bullying our children's brains. This is psychological damage. And I know you're looking at me, bro, because you know what I'm saying? It's truth. You know it, you're going to go home and sleep on this, and it's going to bother you. And I'll be back in 2 weeks, bro. I'll be back every 2 weeks, because I own my own business, I homeschool my kids, and I can do that. Because no one else signs my checks, you understand? We sign your checks. And you best bet, I'm going to run a boatload of people against you guys. There ain't gonna be no easy peasy election next time, you understand? There's gonna be at least two or three of you for each position. It is a whitewash. You guys are toast. You will not allow for this. I don't care what you've done in your community, because this is enough. You can go do all the good you want, but when you poison my kid's mind, it's done. Okay? You crossed the line. So I'm letting you know, we're pissed, and it's enough.
Amen. The revenge of the alpha male. We need some of that, don't we, friends? That's exactly what I was talking about earlier as I started out. God, I'm out of time. Huh? We lost the fear of the Lord. What? We lost the fear of the Lord. We've turned the patriarch, the man of the home, into a pussy cat. It ain't going to save us, folks. It ain't going to save us. Earthquakes, tornadoes, stuff buzzing around us. You cling into this life, the comforts of this life, don't want to offend anybody, don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. I don't know how long I have. I don't know how long you have. I don't know how long any of us have. Are we going to cower in a corner? Is that the way we're going to go down? Cowering in a corner, afraid we're going to make some homo mad? Is that really what it is? Making the homos mad, and the beta males won't speak up, and the women are running everything. Sorry, just calling them like I see them. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.